I'm David Welna at the Capitol. All week long, the Senate's been debating a wartime bill authorizing next year's defense spending, the kind of bill most politicians are not inclined to oppose during an election year. Buried in that bill is the nuclear waste provision South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham had inserted during a secret meeting of the Armed Services Committee. Yesterday on the Senate floor, Graham defended that measure.
All I'm asking is that South Carolina be allowed to execute this agreement that I think is good for South Carolina and the nation and will move forward and clean up in a sound manner.
Graham argued that by reclassifying his state's radioactive sludge from high-level to low-level nuclear waste, $16 billion and 23 years of cleanup would be saved. But South Carolina's senior senator, Democrat Ernest Hollings, is opposed.
I can tell you right now, this is monkey shines. We can't go along with this one. If they want a reclassification, this is not a money problem. This is a reclassification problem.
Hollings said South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford was not the kind of man to support encasing his state's nuclear sludge in sand and cement. But South Carolina junior Senator Graham says he has the governor's backing.
I love Senator Hollings, but he couldn't be more wrong about the governor. I've got a letter that I'd be glad to share with NPR and the world from our governor saying, not only do I know about this, not only do I agree with it, I am urging you to pass it because it will allow my state to close these tanks up and not leak down the road.
The state of Washington has even more nuclear waste than South Carolina, and Democrat Maria Cantwell, who's from there, ridicules the idea of encasing nuclear waste in grout, a material she says most Americans associate with bathrooms.
50 million gallons of nuclear waste reside at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in the state of Washington. And so this senator wants to see that waste cleaned up. I do not believe that you can grout over by pouring cement on top of it and put sand in those tanks and all of a sudden now say, we've cleaned up waste.
Cantwell yesterday stalled action on the defense bill with lengthy speeches opposing Graham's proposed reclassification of nuclear waste.
As far as I'm concerned, it has made the whole DOD bill radioactive itself. On such an issue so important to our country to move ahead, why do you play politics? Why do you try to sneak through a change that ought to be debated in public in full daylight with people weighing in on what is appropriate science?
With Congress leaving town for a week-long Memorial Day break, Graham signaled the fight's not over.
To be continued. Thank you. Happy holidays.
David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.